Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing, you know, sorry.
My resolution is to travel more. I didn't do as much traveling as I wanted to do. I want to go to a bunch of places domestically and maybe one international trip. I want to go to a beach town. I want to go to Colorado. I want to go to Portland. Get some donuts. Although I've already had the food of donuts. It's not that. I just want to hang out in Portland for a bit. Just see the country. See the cool spots of the country.
What about you, Sid?
Zero resolutions.
Well, not like goal.
Zero goals.
No goals?
None.
Have you
I gave
Sid?
That shit up a long time ago.
Sid's goal.
You have
is
to work
to not
towards a goal. I don't want to do that shit. Just hang out. I got a couch. Got a new apartment. Got cable. I'm good. Listen to some podcasts.
Well, okay, that's a goal. Listen to more podcasts.
No, not more.
Not
just,
more.
I'm at a good amount. Goal achieved.
Don't listen to less podcasts.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. That's a goal. Darren, anything?
I mean, I always try to lose weight in the new year, but I feel like it's stupid because it's like it's just like a day just ticked off. You
yeah,
know,
it's an arbitrary time shift.
That's a good way to motivate yourself to get started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
I guess one of the goals was to start being more physically active as well, like return to the gym or do some sort of class, some sort of activity.
I signed up to kickboxing.
Why don't you do pole dancing, Rob?
Pole dancing. I need a partner
no.
for that too.
I'd want to do basketball. I want to join a basketball league. But when I looked into it, all the basketball leagues in the city.
You have to know how to play basketball.
I know how to play basketball. They're focused around like socialization and like going out and partying afterwards. And it's like, no, I don't want to be friends with these people. I don't want to go to a bar after. I just want
to
show up.
Just go to the
play
y.
basketball for an hour and then go home. Yeah,
like a
pickup game, yeah. But that requires motivation. This would it would be like I know I have to be somewhere at a certain time, and there will be a guarantee that there would be like a 5-on-5 game or whatever.
Doesn't like Chelsea Pierce have that? Our pal Lonnie used to do it. I don't know that he was required to go drinking with these people afterwards.
It's not required, but it's like part of the vibe. So you'd be like the douche if you don't go.
They'll keep you on the bench because they won't pick him to play if he doesn't go drinking with
but
them.
But I thought if you're like signing up for this, then you automatically play. Isn't that?
I don't know. It was
it's
enough
not
to
like
discourage
a
me.
Oh. Get some friends to do it with you. And then you have more reasons.
I don't
to
know play. Four other people that play basketball.
Find one other person and then join this
Sid,
league.
Do you want to join this league with
zero
me?
Interest.
Why?
I might show up just to film you playing basketball because I think that would be fucking hilarious, but I'm not going to play.
I think Rob's bad.
I just think I'd like to see how coordinated he is. I mean, he's big, so I don't think he's going to be hard. He could be like Greg Ostertag.
No, I was my inspiration, I remember, was Dennis Rodman because I was very good shocker as rebounds. And I dyed my hair green. No. Oh, I did.
You could be like Enes Kanter. You could be the
benched.
Well, yeah, that too.
417, do you hear us now? I think it was our fault that he didn't hear, the person didn't hear us.
Okay. Yeah, can you hear?
Yes, hey, yes. How's it going, 417?
Yeah, sorry if you're hearing that dog in the background. I'm trying to get him close.
No problem. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm calling from upstate, and my name is Brian.
Hello, Brian from upstate. It is, of course, Darren's birthday today. Do you want to wish Darren a happy birthday?
Darren?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. One second, Brian.
Oh, I was going to let it do it when the call was over.
Okay. Well, Brian,
what he has to say.
You're right. Yeah. Brian, do you have a question or a comment?
Actually, I just have a question for Sid. I was curious because I've re-downloaded some albums lately, specifically Mediocre Generica from Leftover Crack. And I was just curious what you think of them. Do you listen to them at all?
Well, there's actually a funny story about Leftover Crack. I feel like I've told this on the show before.
Yeah, but I was
a fan of the band. Thought they were very good. Thought Choking Victim before them, the band that spawned Leftover Crack, was even better. But when me and Rob and some other of our friends used to help run punk shows in Brooklyn back in the day, Rob Soltzo to me and Lonnie and another one of our friends booked the shows. Our very final show was Leftover Crack, and they got us shut down by the fire department before they even got on stage. So I will always hate them for that.
I remember you were talking about
it. It's not necessarily the band. It's their fans and like all the fucking goons
but
that
they also
attracted.
There was a while where they wouldn't get booked in New York City because every venue they played got shut down. So at
they played two shows last weekend in the city.
What was that?
We went up there they played two shows in the city like a couple weekends ago. We went down to the city for Christmas to celebrate with my wife and my kids, and my mom came up from Missouri. And they played two shows, and unfortunately, I didn't able to make it, but they did play a couple shows in the city.
I bet they were the smelliest shows of the year.
You were going to take your family to see Leftover Crack for Christmas? What's wrong with you?
I wasn't going to take my family to Leftover Crack. I did take my son to see Dinu when they were in the city in August, but I wouldn't take my kids to see Leftover Crack.
Dinu Borgir? You went to see Dinu Borgir?
Oh, that's nice. A fun show to
see.
That's fun to see with kids.
It was on my son's 16th birthday, so it just kind of fit perfectly.
Oh, that's nice.
Where upstate are you?
I'm in Watertown. I'm up at stationed at Fort Drum, so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You're stationed at Fort?
Yeah, I've talked to you guys before. I used to be stationed in Hawaii. I had a whole long conversation with Darren about Memorial Day. I was calling from Hawaii then. It was quite a while ago, though.
Oh.
Wow.
I do vaguely remember this. Yes, that's awesome.
Were you pro or anti Memorial Day?
Let's not get into that again.
It's no big deal. It's whatever. But I have 3 more months left up here in New York, so I'm trying to take advantage as much as I can. I'm going to the city as much as I can. I love it down there.
Nice.
That's such an exciting life.
It's not that exciting.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well,
okay.
Wait. So because you called and wished Darren a happy birthday.
You got to pick a number from 1 to 10.
I'll just go ahead and pick 1.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Number 1 is CC Sabat.
Uh-oh.
Who is a really, really good person.
CC Sebastian?
Sabathia, a pitcher. He donates very generously to charity. Did you know that, Sid?
I was not aware.
Every month he takes 20 orphans to the beach and lets them sit on a blanket shaded underneath his enormous sweaty gunt. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice of him?
Wait a minute. I don't know if that's a...
I said he gives to charity.
Is that on Wikipedia?
That's 1. That was 1.
All right. Well, there you go. If you call into the show, every caller, Darren will say something about New York Yankees.
It hurts me to do it, but I will say something nice.
The number to dial, 213-WIDENUT, 213-943-3688. We're talking about New Year's, New Year resolutions, some reflections. There was a reflection from a friend of the show, Mark B.
Right. Oh, no.
And his reflection was very succinct.
It was succinct.
Succinct.
And then synced.
Oh, I would always say succinct.
Suck.
I think that's also an acceptable way to say it.
Rob, work with me. Suck.
Suck.
Shashushusets. There we go.
So he posts, Mark posts, fuck this decade. Yeah. And in our Discord chat, which you can go to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get the invite on our website, metalinjection.net/livecast, or just look for the room Metal Injection Livecast. In our Discord, there was a very spirited exchange about Mark's status.
Well, they started riffing on it.
Yeah. Do you want to read something?
Yeah. I have friends from every decade. Friends from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, God knows what. If you can't get with this decade, get the fuck out. Then we had RIP a decade. That was Sid's favorite.
That was good. That was good.
And I said, two decades walk in, one walks out, and I promise you Trump presidency having nothing but rebooted movies 2010s, motherfucker. It won't be you.
Quote-unquote.
Mark B.
Our acquaintance.
He was a lot of people's favorite moment of 2018.
That's right. We did a survey on our social media on facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And a lot of people, hashtag RIP a legend, were very into the Mark B. quotes. I guess he really took the meme cake this year.
Yeah.
And they called me a Jew bastard.
Oh, my God.
I will go shoulder to shoulder with them.
The people who voted for him, he means.
Yes.
Another highlight I feel of the last year, which I feel is a bit underlooked because it happened so early in the year, was the shrimp eating competition. I feel. I guess it wasn't necessarily on the show.
I forgot that was this year.
That was this year.
Yeah, because it was at NAMM. It was at last year's
right.
NAMM. And I will be back at NAMM this year. And we should do another meetup with the LA Livecasters. Maybe not at the Bubblegum Shrimp Company.
Yeah, pick a different food to lose to somebody in a contest.
Yeah.
Is there a barbecue place anywhere there you could have?
Wait,
ribs?
I have a better one.
There's an Outback.
How about
there's
a ball
like
stretching competition?
No. That
you're not going to go and eat Outback ribs. Come on, Rob. No, I guess that is the Bubba Gump of ribs. So in that way, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Do that.
We don't. I mean, like, we want Rob to come back in one piece.
Why do you always have to go to like one of those restaurants?
I mean, we go to. I don't know what's around because it's
just Google
the.
Maps.
It's all around whatever's around.
It's like a convention center.
Yeah.
So it's all,
so
kind
it's
of
all
chain.
The chainy stuff. Yeah.
You can drive for 10
maybe
minutes.
Like a P.F. Chang's. What's your P.F. Chang's?
Well, like, who could eat the most orange chicken?
No. Let's see. We got 203.
Oh.
I think this is Colin. 203.
Yes, it is.
How's it going,
happy
Colin?
Happy birthday, Darren.
Thank you very
there
much.
There we go.
I appreciate that.
And do you have a comment?
How's everybody's holiday?
It's going all right. It's pretty chill. I realize that, you know, I've been kind of taking it easy this last week and a half. I've been watching a bunch of shows, catching up on Better Call Saul, which was a very good season,
mm-hmm.
and watching some documentaries. And
mm-hmm.
gotta go back to work tomorrow, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
That's reality for it. It'll punch you in the fucking face. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Damn.
How's your holiday, yeah. Colin? A lot of dog walking work?
No, not so much, but I do have a story for you guys. So,
hear it.
My grandparents came over for Christmas lunch, mm-hmm. and my grandma started shitting herself all of a sudden.
Oh,
really? Wow. Now can I stop you there? How maybe yeah. in the story? I don't know. Did you hear it happen or did you smell it? Like how did you detect it? Did she
no, I
you?
Smelled it, which was even worse.
Oh, no.
How far away were you that you smelled it?
She's on her lap. Squeezed it right out of her.
Damn.
From what distance did you smell the soup?
My brother was there also, and he smelled it too. He's like, we were like, what is that smell? I was like, oh. And the worst part is I had to take them back to their senior home, and I had to sit right next to her.
Did you know it was from your grandma?
Wait, so nobody like, was
wait,
like, grandma, go clean up.
Wait, did you know right away?
No, she didn't even know.
She didn't. So this is something she does routinely, right? It's not like, oh, it's out of left field.
This is
no,
when
no,
she had to hang out with the family. She
yeah.
We'll take her home.
I'm going to shit my way out of here. Back to bingo. Yeah.
I mean, really, Colin, you of all people should know you should have taken her out for a walk before lunch.
Oh.
Oh.
clean out the poop.
Can you use one of the dog poop bags to pick it up?
Take your Baba Babka for a walk.
I'm already fucking scarred by it, please.
I know. We just want to make it worse for you.
That's how that scar just happened.
Yeah.
Did she like shit on her clothes, or did she have like a dependent?
No, he had to put like. Well, after, I mean, this previously she like pissed on the at my aunt's house, like on one of her couches. Oof.
She like did. Pop? She like lift up the skirts and. After she pissed on herself. She thinks she pissed on the couch. It's not like she knee bends or something. Dad, this is like
he's
our
laughing.
Future.
I'm allowed to laugh.
No, I mean you're allowed to laugh, but like, no, I have authorized Jennifer to pull the plug on me if I ever start soiling myself.
So what
this
if it happened
happen.
In like 3 years after a heavy dinner or something?
No,
like
no, an isolated incident. I'm talking about a physical repeated pattern. Like if I literally cannot hold my waist.
I mean, there's going to be a day where all of us can't hold it. We're
right.
just
oh,
doing
if
the
I,
show in our...
That day was in 2008 for me.
If I was euthanized for every start, I'd be long gone by now.
That's what I'm saying. You got to make sure it's worded properly in the contract.
You're right. I'm going to go over that tonight.
She might be mad at you one day.
You said, hey, listen. How old of a woman are we talking about here?
Like 95, like in that area.
Oh my god!
Wow.
How old are you? Your grandmother was 95.
How old am I?
Yeah,
I'm 27.
Oh, that's
oh,
like
wow.
a that's like a great is it great grandmother or is it your grandmother?
This is my mom. This is my dad's parents. This
oh,
is like my
spread there.
Sounds normal.
The big spread is sort of the problem.
Yeah. She spread and she chat on the
you
on the spread.
That
did you see any track marks or whatever they're called?
Skid marks.
Skid marks. Thank you.
She was doing H too.
No, trust me. Get a white.
Her arm was
full.
Well, you
some
you
of
do
oh.
the diarrhea from doing
well,
the hair on.
Insulin.
Oh.
Just like when we saw the Pat O'Brien arson case.
There we go.
You solved this too. She's also doing heroin.
You gotta check your grandma into rehab.
Yeah. So, any skid marks on Granny?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, I guess not. Grandma got run over by a taco.
So wait, so she was the meal over? Was the meal about to like? Did she just
oh my god,
shit
imagine
for
eating?
A whole meal? Like,
yeah, like,
dude,
right.
Grandma, no.
We're still on the amuse bouche, Grandma. Come on, there's three courses left. This is not amusing to my booth.
Having a pair of teeth, Grandma.
Can I just have a quick anecdote from this
Please.
Morning? So I was on the F train this morning, and I come in and I like I sit down right away, and I'm sitting in the back of the train by the doors over there that go into the other car.
Wait, you went to work today?
No, I was coming back from my friend's house because
oh,
I didn't want to travel at night. And I smell something, and I look over, and there's this weird like bum. Like he doesn't look homeless. He just looks like a bum.
He's just a dirty person.
Yeah. And he's got like his feet like half of like out from his shoes, like on his shoes and stuff. He gets up, he walks through the doors, and then I see him squatting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. At least he didn't do it in front of you. I mean,
yeah, I guess like and like as the train is moving between stops and then he gets up, he comes back and I just get this whiff of like, oh my god, that guy took a shit just now. He went he sat down and took out his food and started eating.
What did he have?
Gotta replenish.
Yeah.
That was the most disgusting thing I've seen
this
year.
Week. Yeah. This year, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this week.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Okay, sorry, Colin. We'll
and that man's name? Colin's grandma.
He looks really good for 95, I gotta say.
I can't poop in the home anymore. I have to use public transportation.
Oh, God.
You know what? She's like, she's protesting being sent back to the home. That's what it is. She's
I thought that was like punishment. If she shits herself, they just throw her on the subway and let her ride around.
lost. Yeah.
Claimer at the Lost and Found.
You make yourself at home, I always say.
Oh my god.
Women are out.
Why is your grandmother British? I don't know. That's from Connecticut. Well, thank you. All anything right. else you want to add? Any more like vomit or anything?
No, just that. No, just that.
Would you like to choose a number from 2 to 10?
Oh, I know what it
can't
is. It's one.
You can't take one.
No. It's because Darren is now going to, because you wish Darren a happy birthday.
He's going
at the Yankees, and he wrote 10 things down. Somebody already picked one. So from 2 to 10, pick a number.
5.
5, you
five.
Said?
There
okay.
we go. All right.
I'm still yeah. one.
Thank you, Colin.
And also, I want to say that the last one I did, I forgot to play the fanfare.
Mm. Yes, let's hear the fanfare.
So here it is. Majestic trumpet music. Number 5, and this one is a good one for Sid, is Bernie Williams.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Here's something nice about him.
He's a band.
As long as James Dolan is alive, Bernie Williams will never, ever be number one on the list of New York City sports-related celebrities who make shitty music no one gives a fuck about.
It's definitely true. Yeah. I guess that is a...
Never be number one, Rob. Never. Never
technically
been.
A nice thing to yeah. say about Bernie Williams.
Yeah, see, I told you I could do this. You doubted me.
I do remember last year at NAMM, Bernie Williams was doing a sign.
Oh, no.
Wasn't he there when we went also? Am I imagining?
Oh, yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I think he
probably
just goes there.
Yeah.
Places. That's the only place anyone's forced to listen to his shit.
Here, let's play something off of his Vivo channel. No, I think you might take it.
Absolutely not.
Two essays for you.
This is La Salsa and Me. That's him.
Oh.
It's like Latin Kenny G.
Yeah.
Awful.
Elevator music. I will say it is pretty non-threatening, but
cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Who aspires to this? That's like the thing that blows my mind.
Right. Well, what I think is that, like, when you're a dumb jock, like baseball player or whatever. And you can do anything at all outside of baseball. It's like they're great on the curve that you're genius.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
for
if
sure.
Joe Asshole released this, no one would disappear into the bargain bin.
Yeah.
Or this is just as good as he gets in music.
Yeah.
And he could put a band together. He can afford it.
But like, how is he not bored by this is my question. Like, he thinks like this is him really doing
He's
it.
He's in it.
Because everyone kisses his ass. Oh, he's on the Yankees and he plays guitar. What a great guy.
He has glasses.
Yeah, he has glasses, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's that.
Does anyone want this coagulated piece of sugar?
Yeah, I was looking
from
at that.
Our popcorn?
It's terrifying. No.
Why would I?
It looks like a tooth. Would
you're
you
not,
eat it?
Not, no. You're not, I'm already doing something that pains
Rob?
Me.
Yeah, Rob will eat it. Rob will eat anything.
Huh? Save that for his birthday in a few months.
All right. Wait. So can we talk about what you are eating tonight for your birthday?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't 100% know yet. Here's what I asked for. Because we are going to Vegas in 2 weeks for my birthday. It's just better to when it's New Year's. You
mm-hmm.
know? But so I figured we're going to eat out like a million times on this trip. So today I said I want to do a cooking challenge. And I want
which you're
going to
make better meals.
No. I said we're going to get very basic foods from the bootleg supermarket, like C-Town or something. Mm. And I wanted you to elevate it and make a restaurant-quality dish out of it. So I picked those chicken, round chicken patties that come in the yellow styrofoam.
Oh,
that's one. Those are good,
those
but
are
they're
good.
Not like, you know.
But yeah.
It's not cuisine.
And SpaghettiOs. Those are my.
Oh
I bought
my
three
God.
Cans of SpaghettiOs.
Do you need judges for this?
I mean, I can bring the food back here next week or whatever.
No.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea, but.
But you can use other stuff besides those two ingredients. Those are just what it has to be centered
exactly.
on.
Exactly. But yeah, the one condition is, that has to be the star of the dish. Like, you can't put one little piece of SpaghettiO in there and then make lasagna.
Like Iron Chef.
And it's got to be one dish, or each could be its own course.
I would say each thing is, like, one is an entree and one is an appetizer.
Interesting. Okay.
So,
you got to take photos of
it. Yeah, but you can use any other ingredient you like to elevate this.
Wow.
Because I feel like in combination it would make, like, a good stew
it
or
could,
a chili.
Yeah. But I want her to show off her skills.
Nice.
That's very cool.
Fun. Like that.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. All I eat today is a salad. Like, I'm gearing up for, like, a nice, nice dinner.
Wow.
Very cool.
213 Wide Nut. Go ahead,
sorry. 213 Wide Nut. Call up. Wish Darren happy birthday. You will say something nice about the New York Yankees.
As I have two times already.
And as I mentioned, I spent this week binging a bunch of shows and documentaries, and on Showtime they put up four rock docs. Mm-hmm. I watched two of them. The two that I watched, one of them was on Gigi Allen.
Yes. So
which
good.
Highly recommended.
Any Gigi Allen documentary is highly recommended.
Yeah.
And worth watching. This one is great in that lineage of other Gigi Allen.
Right, that's true. Yeah, we watched, like, there was one
Hated
about
is,
yeah.
Yeah. This one is
ago.
About his family.
So this one is about his family, and I said to Sid, like, I'm shocked that it's really a competition for who is the craziest person in that family. Like,
wow.
Gigi Allen's brother is out of his fucking mind. He's a 60-year-old guy who acts like he's 15 or 65 or something like that.
He's
up
very
there.
Old for
and
what he does.
Like, his life is essentially living off the name of his dead brother. And, like, selling anything he could.
I mean, he was in his band with him.
Right.
But it wasn't, what's his name? Dwayne? I forget, right?
No, I don't
it,
even remember.
Something
Rock
like that.
Johnson?
Yeah.
like, for example, there was a scene, I mean, and I want to say, like, the filmmakers were very good because it is the best unintentional comedy of, mm-hmm. like, they're not. It's almost like
they're not ridiculing him, you're saying.
Yeah, they're not ridiculing him, but he himself comes off like such a jackass that you just can't help but laugh.
Are there clips? Because the only thing I've ever seen of him really is like performance footage. Like,
of Gigi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are
well,
there
that,
clips
they
of him just being himself?
He was on like Jerry Springer or something, or Geraldo before
Jerry
he
Springer,
died.
Yeah. There are clips of like interviews he would do with, you know, like a high school or whatever. So. There is a little context from his point of view of what was going on, but it's a lot about his brother and his mom, who has the thickest Boston accent.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're from what, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Right? So yeah.
And she's just like, I don't want to be the mother of Gigi Allen. I want to be the mother of Kevin. Cause he's just no. So for example, they had to take his gravestone down because people kept coming and defacing it and like shitting on it and peeing on it, which, like,
Colin's grandmother is a fan of Gigi Allen.
That's New England, so
make yourself at home. Which is like, I mean, it's Gigi Allen. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you're gonna draw for this thing?
Yeah.
But it is also, you know, like a funeral.
But I'm sure he would have loved it.
A cemetery, thank you.
Or he would have encouraged
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he would have loved it, but everyone else whose family is in the cemetery.
When you're an 80-year-old woman going to visit your son's grave, you don't want to have to step over a mountain of shit and piss.
Unless you add to it.
All fair. But at least that's your own.
So that one's really good, and Sid and I talked about we definitely have to do a DVD commentary for that, because it's a quick doc. It's only like 70, 75 minutes. Yeah. And the other one I watched was the Agnostic Front documentary.
Oh, God.
Before you go on to that, I wanted to say what Sid said about Gigi Allen, which was that if you have any insecurity about your small penis, watch this documentary.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's got like a pimple.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shockingly tiny.
Micropenis?
Yes.
It is certainly a micropenis.
Which explains a lot about his entire life and personality and all of that. Because
Can somebody pull a picture of it up?
You can glad there's
there's
many,
not much to pull. I'll tell you that.
No, the answer is no. No one can pull that up.
That's why maybe he just thought he wasn't technically exposing himself, since his pubes stuck out further than his dick, that he was technically still dressed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is,
I heard they called him. I heard that.
No, it's like mildly attracted.
No,
to
I'm
this.
Not. It's
no,
weird.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, it's inside his body.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it looks like a vagina.
Let me see.
It's like a tequila worm. It's just like a little clit that somebody glued to his pelvis.
Wow, I've never seen a penis so small.
They called him Peanut when he was alive. Because his dick was so small, he peed on his nuts.
Oh, my God. And he did it all in
the game. But that was all. It was soft. We didn't know what it looked like when it was hard.
Even still,
though. How much bigger could that be?
No.
Not talking John Holmes here.
So that was.
So what about
the highlight? The highlight of the G.G. Allen movie, though, I just want to really quick before we get to the Agnostic Front one, is that, you know, his brother, there's a quote, which again, such comedy, completely not meant to be comedy. And he says something along the lines of like, what's the name of the band?
Murder Junkies.
The Murder Junkies. Thank you. The Murder Junkies, we're doing better than we've ever done. You know, like we're making more money. And the thing is, you know, when Gigi was alive, we wouldn't make money because he would break something and whatever, and all the money we'd make, we'd have to pay. So, in essence, we're doing better now than when he was alive. And it's like, so you're doing better now living off the name of the guy who's not alive anymore and the only reason people show up to the show.
You're right, but also he's like the last person I feel sorry for, too.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And to keep the spirit alive, the drummer
eats his own shit.
Well,
no, close.
Oh, really?
There's like
the brother. There is a shot of the brother painting with his own shit.
Yes.
To sell on Facebook.
Which
shit art.
He will sell anything on Facebook.
Yes.
Like that's kind of the point of the movie. But like the drummer, there's like a VIP experience where you can come and before the show, shove the drummer's drums up the drummer's ass, and they show this.
Yeah.
What?
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then they show the drummer going to the bathroom, cleaning off the drumstick.
And he uses the same drumstick.
And he uses the same drumstick.
He doesn't even invest in separate drumsticks to do this.
No, and then what's great is that, like, later on in the movie, Gigi Allen's brother tells the drummer, like, hey, I can make you money off of these drumsticks.
You could be selling them on Facebook,
man.
You could
be selling them on Facebook.
That drummer's name? Colin's grandma.
similar age, for sure. These are like old fucking men.
Old men doing this, and so that was like a sad 60-year-old doing hardcore. The Agnostic Front documentary, very uplifting, and also Vinny Stigma, 60 years old, looking way better than this other guy.
Well, yeah, the New York hardcore guys take care of themselves.
Yeah,
they lift, bro.
Did it make you nostalgic at all?
He's a scrawny old Italian man.
Not any nostalgia?
There was so much nostalgia. And, like, there was one point where they were talking about the set list, and they were like, all right, so we'll go from old New York into whatever. And I'm like, yes, I'm so glad they have it in the set.
I'm gonna retroactively go to that concert now.
This is our new album. It's called Fuck This Decade.
Well... what's crazy is so the documentary focuses on the guitarist Vinny Stigma and the frontman Roger
Murray.
Thank you. And Vinny Stigma is 5,000% more interesting.
Well, he's like quotably, he's like the Yogi Berra of hardcore.
Yes,
he is.
It's so
speaking
true.
Of Yogi Berra,
my favorite. Let me just as an aside, there was a band called Token Entry back in the day, in the like late '80s, early '90s New York hardcore scene, and their logo was like the subway, like arrow. You know, the Token Entry. That's where they got it from. And one time, Vinny Stigma went to one of the guys in the band, and he's like, how did you get the MTA to use your logo on all the fucking subway stations? Like legitimately asking, thinking that not that the band stole the logo from the subway, but that the New York subway system stole the logo from the small time New York hardcore band.
That's great promotion.
Yeah.
He is great. He makes the movie and like his parts of the movie is a lot of New York nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
And then the Roger stuff is all about like his emotions and how he has like how he's neurotic and whatever. It's like, whatever, get back to the, you know, and that dude like left New York. He lives in Arizona now.
Who does?
Roger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he has a wife.
Wasn't she in a band too?
Was she?
She was, if it's the same lady, she used to be in bands also. I don't remember which bands, but she was also in bands.
Well, you can look it up. So his wife went to school in Arizona, and that's where they settled.
Hmm.
So I will say, like, for fans of old New York, though, there are really fun nostalgia stuff. And it's really fun to get Vinny Stigma's point of view on the Lower East Side, which is now like a strip mall, essentially. But back then, back in the day, it was a pretty rough neighborhood.
You really think it's a strip mall? I mean, I know it's not the way it used to be, but I feel
there's
like
it's expensive. Like,
they just opened a Target,
yeah,
and a Marsh. Like, they're really zhuzhing it up.
But I think also there's parts that have – it's probably the most – the grittiest part of that remains in Manhattan, I would say, other than maybe Washington Heights.
Okay.
Would you say that?
I mean, yeah, like it's slowly seeping in. Like,
oh,
like,
it's definitely
seeping. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So there was someone got stabbed on Delancey Street. So I agree with you, Darren.
Delancey is pretty rough. You're right.
Yeah.
But like they're really reshaping. There's like a big mall.
It's crazy.
Yeah, give it 5 years.
Yeah,
it'll
be
just like
it's
going to
be different. There was one part, though, that I feel is very relevant to the Metal Injection Livecast. I didn't get the best audio rip here, so please bear with me. But you'll hear it. So here's Vinny Stigma, the guitarist, just talking about, you know, the way things were.
Hey, you like shellbirds.
He was talking about pigeon coops on rooftops.
Okay.
Showgirls. Movie review here.
He's talking about showbirds and like raising pigeons on the roof of his. So the crazy thing about Vinny Stigma too, he's lived in the same building his entire life.
Oh my God.
His cousins, they all lived on like two floors of this building, and you know, he's still there. And it looked like he was in a studio apartment. It didn't look like the biggest thing, but it was a Lower East Side apartment. It's not bad. And for a single guy,
yeah,
it's fine. So here it is.
You like showbirds, but it's a dying thing now, too. You're not even allowed to have a pigeon coop on the roof, thanks to fucking Giuliani. Fucking hot on, ruined my fucking city.
Hot on.
He's a boondoggle motherfucker. I don't know anymore.
He's a boondoggle motherfucker.
We need that for drops.
That fucking hot on. It just reminds me of the ass.
Yeah.
Boondoggle motherfucker.
There's so many quotable moments from Vinny Stigma that it makes it worth it to sit through the Roger parts, which it's just like, oh, my emotion, whatever. Like, get to the Vinny. There needs to be like Vinny Stigma needs his own talk show, I think. They give Norm MacDonald a talk show.
Yeah, why not?
Give Vinny Stigma one.
Metal Injection.
Yeah, seriously. It sounds like something
right.
That would be on Metal Injection.
I promise you, boondoggle motherfucker, it won't be you.
Let's hear that one more time. We got to hear that one more time.
Hey, you like showbirds, but it's a dying thing now, too. You're not even allowed to have a pigeon coop on the roof, thanks to fucking Giuliani. Fucking hot on, ruined my fucking city. He's a boondoggle motherfucker. I don't know anymore.
Sounds like Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're a boondoggle motherfucker, get out of my fucking face.
That's exactly it. That's him.
Wow.
Giuliani's a fucking hot on. I'll beat his ass because I'm stupid. You hear me?
Two youths.
Two youths. Your Honor?
Wow.
In 2008, somebody made these mock presidential commercials for Vinny Stigma.
By the way, I think the band I was thinking of that Roger Murray's wife was in was Nausea.
Hmm.
But yeah, anyway, they were pretty good.
Born into humble beginnings. Vincent J. Stigma changed American music as guitarist for hardcore pioneers like Mosca Front. Now, he has bigger changes in mind.
Hi, I'm Vinny Stigma, and this is why I should be president of the United States of America.
On recycling.
They got a sign downstairs that says recycle. They want me to recycle a can. They throw an H-bomb on Hiroshima, and you want me to recycle a can? I don't think so.
Fair point. On childhood.
Today, kids are inside like this by themselves. It's kind of spooky. It's like, you know, like scientific shit, you know? When I was a kid, we had a thing called a baseball stick, and friends. And it's a friend that you can touch and hang out with, you know, jump the turnstiles in the train station with, you know? Good old throw bottles at people like I used to do when I was a kid. Set fires.
On decision making.
Keep cool. You know, don't worry about this or that or the other thing. Just, you know when your friends come around with a stolen car, there's a gun in that car, you know not to go in that car. Listen to your subconscious. Your subconscious says, yeah, I shouldn't do that. where your conscious says, eh, fuck it, I'll do it. Listen to your subconscious sometimes. Christ, what a job. I'll tell you the truth, I really don't want it. I'm Vinny Stigma, and I approve this message.
I approve this message that I just said in its entirety.
Oh, there's another spot.
Born into humble beginnings, Vincent J. Stigma changed American music as guitarist for hardcore pioneers and...
on art.
I'm looking at you all. No, look at that. Screen printer. Come on, who are we kidding here? Oh, I'm an artist, John. You have bullshit artist is what you are. I'm like, hey, Randy Warhol, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. I'm the artist on stage, not you. I'm Stigma.
On Osama bin Laden.
Kill him. Gotta hang him. He should just shoot him and bury himself under a rock. Watch out, there's a camera watching you. Somebody's watching you.
Oh, my God. On religion.
And I believe any good religion believes in the basic Ten Commandments. Here, I'll give you one. Thou shalt not kill. Okay? We all agree on that one, right? I don't care what religion you want. So now we got nine to go, right? Thou shalt not steal. We should rob, right? That's a bad thing, right? You know, all right, so now we're down to like 8, 7. I'm sure we could. So you don't like 1 or 2. All right, who cares?
All right. Wow.
It's like Bronx Beat. What a
yeah.
Fucking boondoggle.
Pretty much.
Born.
There's one last bit on cloning. Let's hear on his
thoughts. Cloning, hey, there should be more Vince Stigmas around. This would just be a better world. They clone me. Who cares if he said? Just do it. It's going to happen sooner or later anyway. And what are you going to do? Times change. I'm a religious guy. You know, I believe in God. I stopped in church. Did I stop in church today, I think? Anyway, I go to church, curse out the neighbor, and I leave.
What? On gentrification, this should be good.
You know, Dumbo. You know what I mean? Soho. You know? Nowhere. That's where I want to live. Nowheresville. You know? But who the fuck is that? What kind of line of shit is that? First of all, this is where Litley and where we stay with Litley. Not Litley. Who the fuck is Nolita? Some fucking cunt living up the block. Sorry about that.
This must be from like recent though.
No, Soho is a Soho's been Soho for like 200 years. Like, what is he talking about?
Little Italy.
No,
he said
Nolita.
No, but he also
said
Soho.
Soho,
Dumbo.
He misses the old New York from before.
I miss the old New Amsterdam. The greatest Native American settlement in the world. And it just don't feel the same. Because the Dutch came in.
I do want to point out, too, that, like, you know, we talk about the South Brooklyn food group,
yeah.
How, like, the people with the biggest complaints are the ones that don't live here anymore. We just learned that Roger lives in Arizona, and he's the one singing, like, it just don't feel the same. Maybe
yeah,
don't feel the
you.
Same because you don't live here no more, buddy.
You're not here. It feels like Arizona, you fucking boondoggle.
Maybe Vinny wrote those lyrics.
Yeah, I know. He probably wrote it.
Did he? Did Vinny write lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It just don't feel the same. Oh, because I'm in Arizona.
There you go.
Maybe he's talking about Tucson.
Yeah.
I miss the old Tucson. There used to be where more cactus is.
But the spikes don't feel the same.
Him on Celebrity.
Celebrities, please. Think for yourselves. Feel like they had Charles Barkley. He was always like, oh, I'm not a role model. Just that. Spitting on kids. Like, Sir Charles. I don't know who knighted him, but I got a hardball bat. I'm knighted
with. Is his platform assaulting Charles Barkley with a baseball bat? Did I hear that correctly?
That is correct.
Wow. Okay. I'll get the anti-Charles Barkley vote.
Kenny Smith is on board.
Okay. That is terrible, Sid. Terrible. Terrible, Kenny.
Oh, man.
We got to get that guy on the show.
Well, we know where he lives.
Yeah, right? Saw from some pigeons.
Not likely to be moving anytime soon.
Yeah.
By the way, of all the shitty things that Giuliani did, and there's a lot, making it illegal to handle gross, disgusting pigeons, I don't think that's high on the list.
Yeah, that's a very specific problem.
Who knows what fucking Vinny Stigma was touching with those hands after you handled these fucking shit encrusted pigeons. Fucking syphilis all over them. The greatest city in the world where you used to get diseases from pigeons. But now you can't cause Giuliani's a hard-on.
A fucking hard-on.
And a boondoggle.
Oh, who cares?
What a weird insult, a boondoggle motherfucker.
It's not even, like, being used correctly, right? I mean, what is a boondoggle? It's like a bad situation
with
a boondoggle. Or something too overly complicated.
I guess he was a bad situation, but...
Yeah, but it's still... It's a little,
It's
a little sideways. Ah, here it is. Boondoggle. Work or activity that is wasteful or pointless, but gives the appearance of having value.
I suppose, like, his quality of life kind of crime enforcement, broken window stuff could be considered a boondoggle in that context.
I'll give him a pass.
So I feel like that's a broken clock thing. He probably just... That was on his word-a-day calendar, so he threw it in there and... Just happened to actually fit.
It's like an after-school special. We discovered that Vinny Stigma knew how to use words all along.
Had a very advanced vocabulary.
Yeah.
Our boondoggle was the friends we made along the way.
Oh, my God.
Bless his heart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's more, but I mean, we don't need any more.
I get it.
Yeah. But,
There was another post on one of our Brooklyn boards.
Oh, that's right. Someone posted about Peter Steele.
Yeah, it was a picture of Peter Steele on like his car, which had like like chains and stuff.
Did he have his dick out?
No, but there was a cat next to him.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a bunch of cats.
Who has those cats now?
His sisters, probably.
No, the cats are probably dead.
You don't know.
They died with Peter.
They were buried with him.
Yes,
I didn't realize like how close he lived to like my childhood apartment. Like I knew he lived around my high school, but like, damn it, why didn't I ever walk on those blocks?
I used to see him walking around all the time.
I never saw Peter. I think I saw him like once at what was the pizza place on Avenue M by Murrow?
Pete's Pizza.
Pete's Pizza, yeah, like
right near J2. That's not there anymore.
There's no more Pete's Pizza.
No,
you missed the old
New York. Year ago.
For the best.
Pete's Pizza was terrible. It was awful pizza, but it was just around forever. I thought. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan of it.
But now it's like a gyro. And they sell pizza, and it's probably better.
Are the gyros okay?
I haven't eaten there.
No.
Now I have old New York stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Listen, it's horrible, but it's catchy.
It certainly is.
I mean, hey, they've been doing it for over 30 years. I would hope they know how to write a song.
Where was the old Phoenix
screenshot? I can't find the post. I want to read some of the. Well, people were. It's like a South Brooklyn group where someone posted a Peter Steele photo.
And people were sharing their memories of seeing Peter Steele. Peter Steele.
Did like 90% of them not know who the fuck he was? Saw some big gawp walking around.
Here, take it. That's the post.
Take it hard, Rob.
Oh, you found the post.
Fucking hard on.
Fucking hard on.
All right, let's see. Everyone remembers the block. Somebody writes, he used to roller skate around Sheepshead Bay Road shirtless.
What?
Which, I mean, hey.
Roller skate or roller blade? I could see him on roller blades.
It says roller skate. What happened to that guy? Somebody asked.
Oh.
Somebody writes, I remember seeing that car on Avenue M by Pete's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
He was the guy
corroborates
that pulled
my story.
He pulled up in front of your building and jerked off in front of you and your friend. Wasn't that him?
It wasn't that, car, though.
He was arrested
Louis
for that. Oh, no.
Could have been.
Cool dude. Used to shoot the shit with him on my side job. Did he ever repaint the car? I remember it being dark green with white stars.
and hooks and chains attached all over.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that version of it.
Yeah. Somebody, I've definitely seen that, like the with the chains on it. I've seen that parked while I was going to school around there. Somebody writes, I had a hand in.
What?
Oh, who cares?
Oh, all right.
Somebody writes, I had a hand in building that car. I worked at ATV on Coney Island Avenue, and I also lived two blocks away from Pete. And I remember the day he rolled up in a baby blue Grand Prix. He got rid of the big ass Impala and wanted to do this car up like the last one. We had to do some crazy suspension mods to get those off-road tires on a regular car. Okay. Interesting.
You know, that place was by the kosher gym. Remember the kosher gym?
Yep.
Still exists, doesn't it?
No, that's gone.
Oh, R.A.P. a legend.
They had like separate gyms for men and women, and they had like you couldn't see in the window and stuff. So, like,
who would want to see in that window?
That's got to be like serious upkeep to have double the equipment.
Rob, it's what Hashem wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I wonder,
God forbid.
I wonder if they would dress up in like gym clothes, or was it just like the regular attire that they never
like sweats.
Off?
I bet it's probably tracksuits, you know, like full.
Why do you think Jews are so cheap, Rob? They're spending so much money on all the religious shit they have.
Right, on gender segregation.
Yeah, they don't have any money left. That's very important to segregate women.
I remember I used to live right around the corner from him. One day I was riding my bike and I ended up crashing into his front yard fence and sliced my elbow. He came running out and asked if I was okay and offered to take me inside and to treat the wound.
And he asked me what blood type are you?
Yeah.
Well,
and I said type O negative. And then I never saw him again.
He goes, I declined the offer and thanked him and went back home.
I think that one's a lie. Do you think Peter still would run out of his house?
No.
He would probably
maybe
just
like,
laugh at the guy.
Maybe he was like a cute girl.
He was running out to meet his dealer. Well, you have the picture. Is it a woman?
Who's a woman?
That fell off the bike and cut the elbow?
Oh, it was a man.
No. Then, yeah, that's probably not true.
Michael. That's his name. Okay, those were most
Can you
of
just
them.
Show Sid the picture?
Oh, I accidentally clicked off the page.
Well, there you have it. And that's where Peter Steele grew up.
Peter Steele!
Class A douche in that
that's
picture.
Weird. So Russian
just
looking.
Just don't feel the same.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss, Rob?
I miss the old New York.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Frances always preferred carnivore.
Oh, who cares?
I prefer
Who's
carnivore.
Family?
I like typo, but I prefer carnivore.
You like them racist lyrics.
It's a theme album. It's about the end of the world. It's not that. It's not Peter Steele singing. It's his character.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Is that what Michael Richards said about his stand-up?
Well, the song is called Race War. It's about the war between the races in World War IV. It's not him.
Four?
Him. Yeah, World War III and IV. Those are, that's what it's a prediction of the future, of the wars that are.
So what was III going to be then? Who was that between?
Well, the song is World War III and World War IV.
Okay. And they're both race wars? So the first one ends in a tie, and then we have to do it again.
Yeah,
like,
and that, well, the thing is, Jesus Hitler is resurrected. I'm serious. There's a song called, it's great. It's so cheesy.
Can you imagine like what persecution Peter Steele would go through if he was alive today for this song?
I don't know if persecution is the word, but I know what you mean.
Well, you saw the video with like Louis and Ricky Gervais and Chris Rock and all.
Well, I saw it when it originally aired.
Nobody cared about it back then.
I feel like if this song came out today, Rob would be posting how horrible it is on Metal Injection.
Oh,
but
shot fired.
I did have a moment where I felt I was like, oh, is this problematic? But then I spoke to the A&R person and he put me at ease. It's like, oh, he's
the person in charge of selling this.
The right
spin. About selling it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let me play, here's Jesus Hitler.
Well, Hitler's preaching them.
Did he have any rights for that?
No, it's
public domain.
The riff.
Oh, Christ. You don't know.
Fun with numbers.
A little DB.
I like Carnivore.
Mm. Well, how does Metal Sucks feel about them now? Have they done a retrospective piece?
they have not commented.
I'm going to withhold opinion until they tell me how to think.
Speaking of Louis C.K., a new... Somebody did kind of a douchey thing, I feel, which is they recorded one
and
of his...
pulled out their penis and jerked off in front of a woman?
That's more douchey. But, I mean, within the realm of the comedy world, they recorded a bootleg of one of his sets.
Yeah.
And it's weird when, you know, you get caught... You get accused and admit to being a serial sexual harasser. Apparently, when the reaction is so negative, it turns your comedy into ultra right wing comedy. It's weird. It's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
We've joked that, like, oh, the only people that would accept him at comedy shows now would be conservative. So he has to kind of switch his material up. But I actually went back and listened to some of his older material. And it's not that far off from this stuff.
Yeah.
So he's basically doing his same bit, but more edgelordish. And I actually want to play a 2-minute clip, like a 45-minute version of this video is on YouTube. Like you could look up Louis C.K. leaked set, and it's so weird because I feel for all of us. He was one of our favorite comedians. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how all of you feel still, but it was very hard for me to listen to this because it's what I imagine how Dennis Miller fans felt when he made his shift of life.
He didn't have any fans. So.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But okay, so here's a 2-minute clip. I do want to provide a trigger warning just because he says very insensitive comments about gender neutral people and also makes some dumb jokes about the Parkland shooting. So if any of those things make you feel uncomfortable, you might want to skip the next 10 or 15 minutes that we talk
just
about.
Just rewind and listen to Colin's grandmother shitting in her
pants.
Yeah.
That's much less offensive.
So here's this material.
In the room, it's less
here's this material. And I would like to pause in between things just to kind of dissect certain jokes, because the thing that's most offensive to me about this isn't the dumb jokes he makes at the expense of gender non-binary people or the Parkland school shooting survivors. It's how hack the jokes are.
That's 100% true.
But I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing fucking mushrooms and shit. And then older people were like, you got to get your shit together. And we were like, yeah, fuck you. And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts. But they're not. They're fucking, they're just boring.
He's basically doing what he's saying he wanted to do.
Right. He's doing Dennis Leary's material from like 1991.
Fucking tell him you shouldn't say that. What the fuck are you, an old lady? What the fuck are you doing?
Because they're all incel fucking right wing.
Well, also, this is in Long Island. I want to.
Yeah.
Out, so.
Oh, they're all drunk. So it's
well,
all funny.
O and A fans in Long Island. You know,
they're all very mad that they can't call trans people men anymore.
Well, hold on. Here you go.
Why are you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots.
And taking your dick out in front of people who didn't ask you to.
Yeah, you
like
just
me.
Yeah.
You're
yeah
just,
why are you
yeah
so normal? Why, yeah, like, oh, what's wrong with
you?
Have a little
ask
fun
women if you could take your dick out and masturbate in their face.
Well, he asked
them,
them,
and then he just doesn't anything.
Right.
You wait for permission?
Yeah.
You're a child. Why are you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots?
I also want to point out that he's saying, like, when I was 18, I was doing all this crazy shit. Motherfucker, you were doing that till you were 48.
Yeah.
What
yeah
the fuck are you talking about? Like, you grew up and don't do this.
Yeah,
movie
like, you're
also
not.
We've seen what he looked like when he was that age. He wasn't finger fucking anyone. Be honest, man.
He said we, meaning his
yeah
friend did it
yeah
and he watched
he
from
heard
the other
about
room
it, yeah.
He was using the massager in the background.
He watched Bobcat Goldthwait fuck a waitress one time. That was his wildest.
Louis, come on in. I want to fuck this waitress.
Louis. No,
all right. Gonna fuck her now.
Like, why aren't you? You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me as they, them. Because I identify as gender neutral.
I love, so that, you, I love that voice. Very, very creative.
That's one. The other thing is, no one wants to be called they, them. He's
yeah
exactly like he's distorting he's the actual argument to make it funny, but you're losing the point of what the person's saying by making it into a joke. You understand?
Okay.
It's
so
okay
just
to exaggerate for a joke, but he's not exaggerating. He's changing the whole argument.
Yeah, yeah. What were you going
to
say now?
So I, like, just to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could it be that he's trying to highlight what's going on in society? Like, this is like his way of like social commentary by just like bringing it to light, just talking about it.
He's saying it's bad.
Well, oh, hold
it
on.
Sounds
well,
like he's punching down, though.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not
let's get through the let's get to the punchline.
Okay.
So, like, here's
because I haven't listened to any of them.
Okay,
so
here's where this is all going. Here's this social commentary that you're that you're clamoring.
You should address me as they, them. Because I identify as gender neutral. Oh, okay. Okay. You should address me as bear because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's cunt.
I couldn't believe that was the punchline. I could.
Yeah, what is that even?
I couldn't.
Devil's
like,
advocate.
I was like, that's what hurt the most, that he thought this was a good joke.
Did he?
That like, he's so bitter or angry about, oh, God forbid, some people have different views on gender than me, and they're asking to be polite to them. And then, to go from they that call me there and where there is, your mother's cunt.
Yeah.
Like, essentially blowing off his social commentary is the whole argument is bullshit. This whole thing is dumb.
Is it possible that he's not even actually right wing? It's just that he realizes that the only people that will still be
yeah
fans of him are fucking morons, so
yeah
he doesn't have to try writing good
absolutely
stuff anymore.
I think
it's possible that he is cynically pandering more to them, but I also
yeah
think that's
think,
letting him off the hook.
Yeah, like I
because
think
he
does,
is that already.
Yeah.
No, he's there, Darren.
Yeah,
there. His mother's
there's friend a little more to this clip.
It doesn't have to be that nasty. But it can be.
Shit.
The guy's advocating like cursing out trans people. Whenever
yeah
they
and
say
like that's the thing. It's like you're enabling to like act dickishly because it's confirming their beliefs. I
yeah
feel
you're ridiculing what they
now
are.
I will play like to play devil's advocate here. This the thing about this is it there is a level oh boo-hoo of unfairness to judge this because it's not like he put this on a national special. This is like this comedy was meant for 50 people in Long Island. It wasn't meant
and sometimes for, they test material, so it's not like
right like this is this, you know this could not be the final
all
version
right
of
I don't buy that because what if he walked out and just did a bunch of like black people jokes? Would you say that too? Like, oh, I was just doing it for that role.
Well, I feel like that's kind of the, again, I'm playing devil's, like, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I feel like comedians who have, defended is a strong word, but like, been like, hey, you know, this is
what happens at comedy clubs. There's way worse things said. And to me, it's like, yeah, it's not funny. It's stupid. And like,
well, that's it. The like you said before, that it's hack. It's that it's that this is like the trope of every white 55-year-old comedian for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
That college campuses are ruining children. And why can't I, why am I not allowed to say anything offensive anymore? You are allowed
like,
to say
oh,
it.
Yeah, like, I can't make any jokes anymore. It's, no, you can make jokes. Your jokes are just bad.
Yeah, he's been doing...
The point of the joke is to punch down. It's not to say something funny. There was no social commentary.
Yeah. And he was saying, why can't I say faggot anymore? I'm so sad I can't say faggot anymore. 10 years ago. And it didn't stop him from making tens of millions of dollars.
It's so funny you mentioned that, because that was the bit that I immediately thought of. And I was like, oh, I remember thinking that was really funny. I'm going to go back and listen to it. And it was like, you know, there isn't that much of a leap from that joke that he made 10 years ago to now. It's the right. It's like the same pattern.
He switched
pattern.
To punching down target.
Yeah.
But, like, is there, before this all happened with his before his scandal happened, was there another stand-up comedian still working, still doing stand-up that had more money than him? Like, not talking
he
about
was,
Chris
right,
Rock.
Right. He was the most successful modern comedian. Yeah, agreed.
So what
he
is
was selling
where
out the
is this oppression that's preventing him from saying controversial things
right.
coming from? Because someone on a college campus said they want to be
well,
called
well, it's because them? People... Yeah, right. It's people are saying how his material now is so disgusting, and now it enables right-wing commentators to be like, no, this is comedy. This is funny. You're just too sensitive.
But I've said this a million times. Like, I'm very... open to offensive comedy. Like,
same.
Give me something new, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like Gilbert Gottfried. I like Anthony Jeselnik. I like these guys that
right.
they exist to do shock value.
Right, but also
they
make with
it an art.
But also,
yes.
yeah, with Anthony yes. Jeselnik, the joke is like, you know, you're in on the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not in on the joke. Like, he means, yeah, you know, I don't know. He could say, like, he's just joking.
He's doing Clapter. He's doing,
right.
like, the Daily Show for right wing
yeah.
people.
Yeah, exactly. So he. The epitome of Clapter is these next 30 seconds.
Now they testify in front of Congress, these kids? What the fuck? What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged. Not in a suit thing. I'm here to tell. Fuck you.
You should have been in a suit when you were jerking off on
yeah.
people's heads.
Yeah, you should have been in a suit in front of a court. Whatever.
Oh, I didn't even mean that. I mean, if he would have been behaving himself,
yeah.
he would never got.
And the thing is, like, you
thing.
Should be doing something crazy. Like, I don't know. I think for a 17-year-old to be sitting in front of Congress and protest advocating for gun control, I think that is pretty crazy. That
Wait,
is pretty wild.
Did they jerk off at any point in Congress?
They no? kept. What's crazy is they kept their genitals in their clothing
That's
the entire time.
They're
they
so young.
They
crazy.
Didn't even ask. They didn't even ask anybody for permission or if that was on the table.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
That's because it's hard to take your genitals out of a diaper.
Oh,
and that could
shit.
Be for the Congress people or for the kids.
Fair.
Yeah.
Or college.
Because you went to a high school where kids got shots. Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way. And then now I got to listen to you talking?
Oh my God.
Talking? That was
also
like,
he
what?
Doesn't have to listen to any of that.
Yeah, turn off the TV. You don't have to.
Go
nobody's
in your,
making you do
your
anything.
Fucking mansion that you still live in.
Yeah, go jerk off in your fucking yacht that you want.
But
and
like,
this
what?
Was this was not even like there's so many other. He has a whole bit about like how you shouldn't call retarded people like intellectually challenged
yeah.
because they can't even pronounce that. Like whereas retarded yeah. is much easier to pronounce. Like, and then just this weird thing.
Asian dicks.
Yeah, just like Asian people have small dicks. They're women. Just like who?
Oh
what the fuck
gosh.
Are you doing, dude?
I'm waiting for like 2 years from now. There's going to be some documentary, and this was all a work.
No.
Like River Phoenix, not Joaquin Phoenix. Remember when he did
yeah.
that like fake thing? There was like a documentary. Where he was like going to be a rapper or something.
So his Joaquin Phoenix moment is becoming the ultimate right wing comedian,
yeah.
like the Ben Shapiro
yeah.
comedian.
I'm just hoping that somehow this is all.
Or maybe it's not really Louis. It's just some shitty comic from Long Island.
That sounds exactly like Louis.
And looks exactly like
same
him.
Same delivery.
Don't hold your breath.
Such a fucking bummer.
Yeah. It's very weird. It's very sad because I was a very big fan of Louis C.K.
And if he had handled this right, I feel like society would have welcomed him back with open arms after a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just going to be the victim.
Because he has such a huge ego. Like, when you get that successful and that rich, it's hard to go back.
I heard Seinfeld's trying to get in front of this wave, too, now.
Oh, no.
He sees it happening. He's like, why do Chinese people have small penises? And what is the deal? What if you get a woman with a very big, fat ass, and you try to bang her with a small penis, and you're Chinese? What do you do? How do you get through that tunnel? How do you get through that barrier? Explain that to me.
Oh, it's so funny. In that clip you were talking about from HBO like 8 years ago, Seinfeld is the one being like, I don't feel comfortable having
saying
a comment N-word. On the N-word or whatever. And Ricky Gervais was just so excited to say it.
Yeah.
Just because Louis.
Well, he's from a different country. I don't know that he has the stigma with it.
In England?
He could just sort of stand off to the side and be like, hey.
In England, it means
word.
A cigarette.
I don't think that's not it. No,
that'd be a different word.
Oh, okay.
Chips.
No, don't go to England and ask for a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
What, Ricky Gervais said the N-word? Is that what happened?
And Luis, well, there was a...
I saw that roundtable. I don't remember this part of it, though.
Yeah, we could play the clip.
But the clip is like... I don't think we should play it, but like the clip is also like a small part of a larger...
Right, it's a one-hour talk format thing about comedy.
And that I don't
comedy.
Necessarily agree with, because that's from like another period of time.
I agree. I don't think there's any...
They're terrible people just saying N-word.
It's like from a... I don't think there's any... But you know what? It's not for me to say. I'm not...
Yeah.
The slur that they're using is not one that is negatively affects me, so I don't have a context to say whether I should. So we shouldn't play the clip, you're saying? I mean, you can look it up. It's not. It's everywhere. But it's basically Chris Rock says that Louis C.K. is the, like, N-wordest white person he knows or something like that.
Okay.
And then... Or the blackest person he knows, and then Louis C.K. says, oh, so you're saying I'm an N-word? And Chris Rock says, yes, that's what I'm saying. And then they cut to Jerry Seinfeld, who's like
super
incredibly
uncomfortable. Because he has that sense of, this is going to become a viral video.
In 7 years.
What did I sign up for?
Somebody call my lawyer. Which he probably did right after that show.
It's just weird to me that was on HBO. That was like a big thing on HBO at the time, and nobody said anything.
Yeah.
It took how many years?
Just some rando tweeting about it.
Yeah. Weird.
Comedy is weird.
Okay, Rob brought like a huge thing of chocolates, and I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's one of these Russell Stover assortments.
You're looking at the GPS navigational map of the different chocolates.
They do have a map, but it's weird.
You eat all the peanut butter?
I might
have. What is the deal with that?
I ate most of the chocolates.
Who eats all the peanut butter?
I ate one of those as well.
Those are good.
I think all the good stuff is gone. It's in my tummy.
Caramel?
There's probably a caramel left.
Yeah, caramel's good.
I think that one right there, yes.
No one likes your chocolates.
Didn't you say we got an email, Rob?
We did get some...
Oh, can I offer anyone some fruit from Israel?
No, thank you.
Damn, that was so... He sent us so much fruit, Israeli guy, and I want to know like what his company said about that expense report to ship. So please answer that in the voicemail.
Throw it out.
Huh?
It was probably almost expired, and they were going to throw it out.
No, the fruit's still good.
So this comes
later.
From Rob, two B's, in the UK. And the subject is, by the way, if you want to send us your feedback, we love hearing from live casters. You can do so by emailing hatemail@metalinjection.net. Or if you'd like to project your voice, record a voice memo with your mobile phone and email the voice memo to hatemail.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no,
we only
not.
Have 9 more minutes for people to call in and get the rest
that's
of that
true.
List.
213 Wide Nut.
Someone in the chat, I think.
No, actually, we started a little late, so it's like we have about 20 minutes.
That's
right. Okay.
We're not on at our normal time, so
yeah.
I feel like a lot of our callers are not listening.
Right, and it is New Year's Day. But anyway, so yeah, you could email hate mail. on the Metal Injection Livecast website, there is a SpeakPipe widget. You can use your computer microphone or your phone microphone to record something through the widget. Or, like I said, email us, hatemail@metalinjection.net. This one comes from Rob. He says, regarding you not always realizing how much the listeners appreciate you. That's the subject. And the email is written entirely in Comic Sans.
Beautiful.
I feel that should be pointed out.
Nonetheless, we will still read it.
Oh, come on.
You guys also bring joy to my world, and I am very grateful to you all for doing the podcast every week. Whispers so none of the others can hear, especially you, Rob. You're my favorite.
Hey.
I even have the t-shirt to prove it. Well, thank you. I'm honored.
And we could hear that.
He continues, my job kind of sucks, and I'm surrounded by incompetence. Listening to the live cast definitely cheers me up at work.
He works in Parliament.
He works at cemeteries cleaning shit off of gravestones.
No. The problem is...
He follows Ricky Gervais apologizing when he says the N-word.
I think Noah actually knows the guy who does that for a living.
Really?
Oh, no.
More truth than false.
So he goes, the problem is I've now caught up on the first 200 to 250 episodes, which is roughly where I first started listening. So I can only listen to one episode per week instead of multiple casts a day.
Damn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I love you guys. Rob, all the way over in England. P.S. Because I know you like feedback, I found the live cast searching for metal podcasts because I needed something to keep me going at work during a 2 week long stock take. I downloaded about 5 different ones and the live cast was by far the best. Oh, well, thank you. Mm. This was around the time Steve Austin started his podcast for a reference point. So that was a while ago.
Wow.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Rob.
Thank you.
He has an inventory controller and I have his address here. Should I read it? What is it?
Yeah.
What town? What city?
Cheshire.
Like Cheshire Cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, Rob.
You know that reference?
You know these words.
I don't know.
No,
words.
He doesn't.
Oh, that's
no words.
I don't know life.
Oh, since I got a bunch of birthday things in the chat, I'm going to read a couple more of these.
Oh, yeah. Who wished you happy birthday?
That was a while back, but
okay.
Yonder.
Oh, Yonder and Deuterino.
Deuterino, and there was one earlier.
Okay, so that's three.
Let's see. Oh, you want three whole Yankees compliments?
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. That's...
Sid, pick a number.
Give me number six.
Number six is David Wells.
Oh.
I can say for a fact, Sid, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that David Wells never did steroids. And why?
Why?
Because even at age 25, he had the body and hair of a 50-year-old Home Depot lumber aisle associate. Who, if you lingered a little too long in the store, would teach you a thing or two that the media wasn't telling you about activist feminist judges who take children away from deserving fathers just because they had one little blow up at the Cracker Barrel. That's why I know that David Wells did not do steroids.
Fantastic. That's so nice.
Can I pick a number?
All right, go ahead, sure.
Can I have the number four?
Okay, number four is Mickey Mantle. By the mid-60s, Mickey Mantle realized that he was giving so many sexual partners herpes and chlamydia that what did he do? He decided to intentionally poison his liver with alcohol and shatter both of his knees so that he couldn't get around anymore so that women would be spared contact with his withered dingus. What a humanitarian Yankee pinstriper.
Wow, that's so nice.
Isn't that a good... People think bad things about Mickey Mantle, but he actually did.
He's a good guy.
The world of service.
That was really nice of him to do that, so he didn't have to whip out his wiener Louis C.K. style. Or I guess Louis C.K. whipped it out Mickey Mantle style.
Oh, you want to pick a number?
Withered dingus, by the way, might be my favorite pairing of words I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you. The two most beautiful words combined in English language.
I'll do number nine.
Nine. This is just about Yankee fans in general.
Yeah.
Yankees fans, I have to say, are some of the most knowledgeable and passionate fans in all of sports.
Oh, wait, sorry. There's a printing error. That was supposed to say violent and racist. Not knowledgeable and passionate. Violent and racist. Sorry, man. That's technically not a problem. I'll give you another one.
Yeah,
Gary Sanchez. Should I share a compliment?
No. Yes, please.
And now, in the media, to be fair, a lot of people say that Gary Sanchez doesn't hustle. Not true. Whenever there's a brawl, he runs his ass off to get in position behind somebody on the other team to blindside sucker punch them.
Oh, that's nice.
He moves.
Yeah.
He's very into the game.
And this music is so lovely.
This is what they play when they're selling, like, Chase Headley neon pinstripe Beanie Baby game. Very majestic, soaring music. Our oldest Chapman replica pistol night. Fire into your ceiling.
Autographed restraining order night.
Posable Roger Clemens figurine with removable bat shard to throw at a batter. I'll be one. I don't know. Well, I'll give you choices here.
Well, why don't we save just in case we get
my next
caller.
Birthday?
Yeah.
I have a bunch more.
Oh,
so I was going to give
you
one more now.
All right.
Aaron Boone, I got Babe Ruth, Derek Jeter, George Steinbrenner. Any of those? Pick your fancy.
I would say Jeter.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a little bit of a long one. Ooh. Say even though, let's say some of the bad things first, but then I'll get to the good thing. Even though Derek Jeter threw his teammate A-Rod under the bus when he was being booed by Yankees fans, refused to move off his position as the worst defensive shortstop in baseball history. When a much better defensive shortstop joined the team, treated his female partners like transactional sex workers by sending them corporate gift baskets after shooing them out the door the previous night, and on the way out of his career did a highly publicized year-long masturbatory retirement tour receiving gifts from every team he played against, followed by two retirement commercials he starred in and was paid millions of dollars for, reminding us to respect him. That is my way of saying that he's the perfect model of class, dignity, and honor that we have come to associate with the New York Yankees.
Oh, that's true. That's a very true statement.
Thank you, Rob.
Fantastic.
See, I'm capable of saying nice things.
Can we? I'm curious about the George Steinbrenner one.
George Steinbrenner.
Oh, wait. Can we put the music back on?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sorry. I went on so long, it ran out.
There it is.
George Steinbrenner was a key component in the Yankees' run of championships in the 1990s. How did he do that?
How?
By getting suspended from baseball and having no ability to ruin the team with his
really?
Incompetent buffoonery. He's also reportedly acclimating well to his first 1,000 years in hell. George Steinbrenner, everyone.
Beautiful.
The former owner of the New York.
I never knew that.
Very appropriate music.
Love it.
We have 914 back on the line. 914.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to play some more.
Is this Vinny Stigma?
I think it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Vinny, would you like to wish me a happy birthday?
I'd like to play some more. I think I'm going to go with the burrito bowl.
What? You're going to go with the burrito bowl?
Yeah, the burrito bowl. Let's start it off with a little Mexican improv.
It's really hard to
hear you. I'm kind of hungry.
It's really hard to understand you.
Yeah, we're going to have to put you back on hold. Sorry.
He was using a payphone to make that phone call. With those old tokens that you put in.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Was he really just ordering a burrito bowl?
I hope so. We picked up during him ordering tacos.
He's at the Chipotle drive-thru. Is that a thing? Do Chipotle have drive-thrus?
Not that I know of. Not around here.
Maybe like in Maryland or something.
Mm.
Where you have space for a drive-thru.
Get Old Bay seasoning on your barbacoa.
I miss the Old Bay. That New Bay is no good.
I do love the Old Bay seasoning. It was very good.
I never had it. What it tastes like? I mean, not knowingly.
It's
it
like
may have been in some
paprika.
And like it's
paprika.
Like
what's
the
red?
Deal?
Red. It's like paprika, salt, pepper. It's like a bunch of different.
Oh, it's,
why can't you just use all those three?
Because this is all in one can.
Yeah, it's like their specialty.
Special like salt. Sounds like Russian dressing, which is just fucking mayonnaise and ketchup.
Mm.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
This whole time?
With a fancy name.
This whole time?
Sometimes they put like little pickle, chopped up pickles in.
Yeah.
Them. I mean, it's generally, it's just that. That's the base.
Ruined it for me.
Ruined your illusions.
What
do
you
think of the halidiyets?
I mean, the Russian dressing, I only usually get it on my pastram.
Yeah. I dip it. I like to dip
the pastram. That's the only. I never get it on like a salad. It tastes kind of gross on a salad.
Yeah, all right.
Mm.
First choice.
Yeah, I prefer like a ranch or a
French.
French is okay.
Thousand Island.
I like a sesame ginger, like the Japanese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese is good.
Mm.
A tasteful amount, not too much. Then it's just you're having a blue cheese soup.
Nobody wants that.
I don't want that. You'll have a blue cheese soup?
Sure.
Oh boy.
Just a little fondue, blue cheese fondue.
You'll have a fondue-do after having that fondue.
3 weeks later, but sure.
Oh, 3 hours later, knowing you.
That too.
I'm a fond very do.
Every time I hear the word fondue, I think of that.
I do like a good fondue. Although I prefer like a sweet fondue, like a chocolate versus a cheese.
Once you get a Mexican restaurant, so like off the hook.
Queso fundido.
Yeah.
Oof, very fundido.
Oh, very fundido.
Oh, I'm a fun very do.
I'm a fun very dito.
Earlier this week, I went to a spa Schwitz thing.
So were you naked?
It was five levels. It was co-ed on five of the six floors.
Mm-hmm.
And the part where it was just women, there were a lot of naked bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I was not comfortable enough to walk around without a bikini. But
well, what were the age demos of the women in the naked area?
All sorts.
All ages.
Like not kids or anything, like just like a bunch of like women. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So like 20 to 90 is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Everybody shit themselves.
No, I didn't see any shit. Thank
God. Colin's mom was not.
She doesn't live anywhere around here.
By the way, Burrito Barry just joined the chat.
Oh.
All right. Anyway,
is that our friend Barry?
Don't think so.
That's Bushwick Barry.
Yeah.
Gotta be incognito in the chat.
But still went with Barry.
Yeah.
He forgot to incognito that part.
Oh, Burrito Barry wants us to take his call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's ready.
All right. Oh, we have two calls.
Oh.
Burrito Barry, we'll take your call in. We have a New York number. Mm-hmm. Hello? 646.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, Darren, I guess. Hey, I'm calling to say it.
What's your name? Where are you
from? Dan, from Flushing. I'm up in Flushing.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
What's up, Dan?
None. Just saying happy birthday, Darren, and thanks for entertaining me, all you guys, all this time and everything.
Very nice of you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. How long have you been listening?
Excuse me?
How long have you been listening to the show? Like ever?
Two summers ago, about.
Oh, awesome. Okay, very
good. So not too long.
Okay. What's going on?
None. I wanted to call it one time because I thought Darren had umpired a softball game for me, but then he explained what he umpires, and it wouldn't have been the case, but... Yeah,
I said, where do you play softball?
Queens, Brooklyn.
Oh. Okay.
But it's a men's league. But I think you had said you really don't do men's league all that much.
I did it this year. I don't know how long ago this was. I went back to it this past summer for the second half of the summer, like into October.
Hmm.
So it may have been me.
Maybe. No, I ran into the umpire again. It wasn't you anyway. Yeah.
Oh, you let me go all that way.
Yeah.
Hung me out to dry.
Yeah. If you ever run into a team, Metal Militia, that's us. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wait, so is it like a basketball league by any chance that Rob can join?
It's a softball league, he said.
Oh.
Softball, yeah.
Are you in any basketball leagues, though, that Rob can join?
I am not.
Would you like to start one for
Rob?
Let's do it.
Like, he won't hang out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to socialize afterwards.
Just during.
Yeah.
grab a few boards.
Show up, play some center, get the hell out of there.
Exactly. Nailed it. All right. So do you want – I'm just going to go 1 and 2 because there's two left. So.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 2. I won't warn you if you say 1. You already said it and I didn't warn you.
Well, what about 2 for the ever-great Jeter?
All right. Well, it's not – we already did Jeter. But
that annoying prick.
This is actually going to be Aaron Boone, the manager.
That's the guy.
Yeah, I got it. Aaron Boone took some heat for his first year as Yankees manager. Actually, a lot. I'll say one thing about him. He showed all the intellect, game management skills, and savvy that you would expect from hiring an ESPN announcer to be your manager because he hit a home run once. That's Aaron Boone. Thank you. That's 9 things I've said that are good.
Wow.
Does it hurt your soul?
It does.
Are you feeling depleted?
It does. I feel like I need a shower. But I did it. I said I'd do it.
I feel bad that we're making you do this on your actual birthday.
That's, you know what? For the show.
Okay.
I will say.
Birthday punches to his heart.
Yeah.
It really is. But I've taken the hit, and I said I would do it, and I love the show. And I proved that I can say good things.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank
we
you.
Hope you enjoy.
Fuck the Yankees. Let's go, Mets.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get Burrito Barry back on the line. Burrito Barry.
Yeah, can I finish my order?
Burrito Barry, we're not a burrito station. This is a Metal Injection live cast.
Well, let me start it off with a little rice and beans, Rob. And I'm kind of hungry, so let's do the double meat, Darren. And you could choose the meat. let's see. Then we need, I got to have my nacho cheese, Noah. And cool. Let's garnish it off with a little sour cream, Sid.
All right. That's
and throw a lime slice on there. You know, it's a new year. I'm feeling kind of zesty. Make that 2 lime slices.
Guacaraba. 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 I realize we haven't done that chant in a while.
Yeah.
It went through its phase.
Nah.
Now it's back. Retro.
Nah. Vintage. Just kidding, guys. No, do you know who this is?
Yes.
Durinsky guy, right?
Yes. Durinsky guy.
This is Durinsky guy's twin brother.
What?
He had a twin?
He did have a brother. I didn't know he had a twin. But I guess he did. I believe it.
Yeah, this is Durinsky guy's twin brother. The name's Bartholomew, but you could call me Burrito Barry.
Durinsky guy? Barinsky. Wow. Oh. Well, it's nice to meet you,
yeah,
Bart. Can I call you Bart? Bart.
You can call me Bart. I prefer Burrito Barry, but Bart's fine.
How do you get Burrito Barry? Bartholomew?
B-A-R. I guess.
All right. Oh, is Barry something that people call
Barack Barry? So why not Bartholomew
True.
Barry?
Okay.
Sure. Sure. You never heard that before.
Now, do you have the same cougarish tendencies as your brother?
The same what?
The cougarish. You know, chasing men much younger than you.
Oh, not so much. Not so much.
That's okay. I'm not judging either way.
Yeah. So I want to wish you guys a happy 10th anniversary. You know, I've actually been listening the whole time.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to episode 0?
Episode 0, which was terrible.
It was?
Yeah, it really was.
No, it wasn't. We weren't really trying there. We were like the equipment out and stuff. That's why it was 0. We were trying like 1. Wait a minute.
Goodbye.
So do you have any questions for your special guest?
Rob, you got anything?
Have you eaten any?
How many twin brothers do you have? I asked him a bunch of questions and he answered them.
I had a question.
Go ahead, Noah.
Just the one.
Wait.
What are you going to say?
Oh. I was going to ask him how many grill marks are on the ballpark hot dog that he ate last.
Barry, how many grill marks on the ballpark hot dog?
How many grill marks on the ballpark, Frank?
Yes. How many grill marks?
15. I got the special George Foreman grill. Produces lots of grill marks.
That's good. Good to hear.
So, yeah. how was your New Year's Eve?
We talked about it.
Yeah, you hear it on the archive.
But thank you for calling, Barry. All right.
Notice Barry didn't wish me a happy birthday, so I can't read this last one.
He did wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Oh, wow. In that case.
Let's hear it.
Babe Ruth.
See, not only did Babe Ruth hit 714, he was also the world's first gamer.
What?
You know how gamers, video game play? He was playing baseball on easy mode.
Yeah.
Because MLB did not allow any black players because of segregation. And everyone he was hitting against was a scrawny, wheat-fed farmer. The more you know. That was Babe Ruth. That was something
I never
nice.
I thought about that.
Yeah, that's true. Something nice about Babe Ruth.
There you have it.
10 nice things about the Yankees.
Beautiful. Was Babe Ruth alive when the Mets were formed?
No, he died in the 50s, I believe.
Yeah, he lived a big life.
Yeah. It did remind you talk about Mickey Mantle, reminded me about that movie that Billy Crystal did.
Oh,
51?
51, yeah.
With an asterisk.
Yeah.
I remember this is really only for Sid, I apologize. But you know Steve Summers.
Yeah.
When that movie 61 came out, he did a bit like a parody.
Okay.
And it was called 66. And it was about the Yankees 66 season when they were terrible. And they had Joe Pepitone doing coke in the clubhouse. Oh, my
wow.
God, it's fantastic. I don't know even where to find that.
I'm sure Steve Summers has it on DAT. If you just reach out to him,
DAT.
He'll send it to you.
We've got it on the DAT already. What is it?
What
is it? If you don't know who we're talking about, he's a New York sports radio host. He's been on for like 30 years, and he just does an old Jew. Well, he is an old Jew.
And
but he has this, yeah, he has like all he speaks in Yiddish on the air.
And he's one of the weirdest looking
people
you will ever see.
Is he us?
No.
I mean, I guess our humor is somewhat similar, but he's way more Jewy.
What's his name again?
Steve Summers.
Oh, Steve Summers. Okay. I feel like I've heard him.
Definitive face for radio.
Oh.
Definitive.
He looks like a rooster. He looks like Howard Stern if he had a short curly hair, like when he did have short curly hair.
He looks like if Howard Stern and like maybe Shelley Duvall morphed into one.
He looks ill, I'll say.
Yeah.
He does
oh
look
my
ill.
God.
It's rough.
Yes, he does.
I don't mean to insult the guy, but he says the same thing about himself.
Yeah,
it's not pleasant.
I have a quick Donald Trump news update.
Is he dead?
He's still alive. I don't know if I'd want him dead just yet.
Yeah, let him occupy. Keep Pence out until he loses, and then
I'm way more afraid of.
Then
Pence.
He can drop dead.
Yeah. But anyway, he talks about he's quoting where the title of the post she shared was "Media didn't like General McChrystal until he started bashing Trump."
Mm-hmm.
And then Trump responds,
oh, I saw.
What did he say?
"General McChrystal got fired like a dog by Obama." He just forgot in the street.
Like Rob. A dog in the street.
"General McChrystal got fired like a dog by Obama." "Last assignment, a total bust. Known for big dumb."
Now, that's...
Wasn't that a show on Netflix? I love how you did that. It sounds like Thor Shredstein.
Well, Donald Trump is doing Thor Shredstein, but you know,
not enough caps lock on those tweets.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, very good show. Flew by.
It has.